Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Word Sexy Radio. This is Word Sexy Radio for Monday, August 2nd, 2010. I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming to you live from Kansas City, as I'll be doing every Monday at 6 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time. We've got a fantastic show for you this evening. We have special guest Arthur, K.D. Harris, author of the book Poison 2, and her latest novel, Eccentric Bliss. She'll be discussing her upcoming events as well as talking to us about her book. So sit back and enjoy Word Sexy Radio. This is Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, coming at you on this Monday, August the 2nd, 2010. And we hope that you all are staying cool out there because the weather has really been hot and it's been kicking. So we want to make sure that all of y'all stay cool because you know you got to, especially when you're in the house under that air condition. So right now what we're going to do is we're going to give you a little bit of admin, and then we're going to get into our guests. But first, before we get into our guests, the admin. As you know, a lot of you who have been keeping up with me on Facebook, you know that I'll be appearing at Michelle's place on this Saturday, coming up the 7th. I'll be there in Annapolis, Maryland, and I'll be signing some books, doing the memoirs of a Creole crime cartel, and we'll be doing that as well as other books that I have out. We'll be able to talk to you about those, and if you have any questions on that, you can call in. The number is 347-215-8539, and this is Word Sexy Radio. For those who don't know, that's what you've got, grown folks radio right now. So what we're going to do now is we're going to see if our guest is available. Miss KD, are you there? Okay, we're still waiting on our guest to call in. She's going to be calling in here in a second. KD, are you there?
Yes, hello.
All right, well, how are you this evening, Miss KD Harris?
Fine, and you? How are you?
Hey, I am so glad that you was able to come on the show today and at such short notice. I thank you for stepping in for your girl, because I know she had some things she had to do, but that's
right.
Okay.
Right.
You guys work together at the cartel.
Right.
That's right. So how you been doing?
I've been doing pretty good, and you?
I'm doing great, doing just fine. Trying to get my ground on as well, you know, trying to get these books out and get people to kind of, you know, get a feel of what it is that I have for them, you know, because it's all about the writing for me, you know, trying to get it so that people can enjoy what it is that we present them. But, you know, it's not about me today. It's about you. So tell us. People want to know how you got into the literary game and what inspires you to write the inspiring novels that you have. So can you tell us that?
Sure. I started writing. Must be about 7 years ago, like really writing.
Uh-huh.
I used to write little short stories on this place called Nude Africa.
Uh-huh.
So I used to be on there and I used to dibble and dabble. And
okay.
So I started this book called, well, it wasn't a book at the time, a short story called Incredible. And a lot of people liked it and they wanted me to keep on. So I just kept adding that. And after 2 weeks, I had a whole novel.
Wow.
And someone brought it to my attention. They was like, take it down. They're like, this is a book. And I was like,
right.
Really? She's like, you just wrote a book. You need to take this down. So I took it down. And once I pieced it together, I was like, I do have a book. So, you know, I started looking into the whole, you know, about maybe I should try to get signed or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So that was like summer 2007. I found a local publisher, but things didn't work out with them because, you know, they weren't really, you know, together like that. So then I was on MySpace and I read Tina Styles' novels. I was a follower and I seen she was starting her own label, but I noticed that she wanted street lit only.
Uh-huh.
So I penned a story called Down the Hill. I sent it to her. She called me 2 days later, and she offered me a contract.
Wow.
So that was like history, and Down the Hill is Poison.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds good. You know, and a lot of people, you know, it happens for everybody in different ways. You know, myself, I haven't had that pleasure of being picked up by anyone, but I'm doing my thing on my own. It's trying to, kind of like what T has done, you know, trying to get my own publishing company and just putting them out on my own. Because it's really easy. That's the easy part. A lot of people don't understand that, you know, writing a book and then getting it published is easy. After that, the hard part comes in.
It's
what
selling
is that?
It. Exactly.
That's right.
Selling the book. And, you know, I have my own publishing house now, which is Katie Hurst Publications.
Wow,
and
I need
so,
to get with you. No. Okay.
So, you know,
okay.
I started my own thing. And, it's a lot of work.
Yes,
but I
it is.
Thank God for my team that I have in place now. So it's making things a lot easier.
Right.
So,
now, what genres do you kind of carry under your label?
Oh, the thing is because I don't like to be stuck in one place.
Right.
Like, even like, that's why I'm no longer, you know, I don't write for the Cartel because they're strictly street lit. I write
right.
more than just street lit. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly.
I want to be versatile. I really don't believe that one person should be, well, if you can, that you have to be stuck
right.
in one area. I mean, if you
right.
have a gift and if you can, you know, get other people's attention in other areas, I say go ahead and do it. I just don't want to be stagnated.
I got you. And, you know, I'm kind of like that. You know, I write erotica as
right.
Red Snapper, but I also write as R.J. Leonard, which is a paranormal, I'm a paranormal author as well.
Right.
I write that, and I'm also kind of dibbling into some mysteries because I'm the same way as you. I don't want to be stuck in one genre.
Exactly.
And the way I'm doing my company is going to be like three publishing houses under one umbrella where they have these different genres that you can write, like
right.
contemporary fiction or whatever. You know, those are the kind of things that I'm looking at for myself. But I understand exactly where you're coming from. You don't want to be stuck in one genre and
right.
people just look at you as just writing only one way.
Right.
So what else do you, I mean, do you write all your books under Katie Harris or do you, like you said, you wanted to branch off in other
right.
avenues?
Right, I'm going to let that go right now.
Okay.
You know, eventually you'll see in the future how, you know, things that, you know, what other, you know, names I decide to use. But right now it's just Katie Harris and I, right now I'm focusing on the Eccentric Bliss series. But,
right.
however, I do have Cherry Monet coming out soon. Actually, November. It's a paranormal street fiction novel called Haunted.
Wow.
And it's going to be sick.
I bet it is. Now, what's the name of it again?
It's called Haunted.
Haunted?
Haunted. Like, as in Pocahontas, but it's just
street
Haunted.
Well, yeah. you know, I want to keep up. I definitely want to know what's going on with that one. Because, see, you're talking my music now.
Yeah, we took it to, like, you know, the little... You know, Creole type voodoo, you know.
Right.
We're going there.
With the Creole,
yeah.
yeah. Because you know I'm Creole, so yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay.
See, Memoirs of a Creole Crime Cartel that I have out right now is a one of six novels that I've written that's out there published, and it's a prequel to the series of Scandalous Motives that I have, which is talking about the Creole background and all that. But going back to the paranormal side that I do, Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress is out there, and it's also dabbling in Louisiana and a lot of that voodoo and all that. So I would love to get that to you so you can read it and see how I did and maybe see if I'm there, you know, because it's out there. It's published already, and people are getting it. They're reading it. But, you know, I like that. I don't want to be just stuck just talking about sex.
It's
I mean,
different. And that's
right.
My company, our motto is we take it to the extreme.
Right.
And I want people to be like, no, she didn't.
Right.
I can't. She really, you know what I mean? Not
right.
just your everyday normal stuff. And I like to write about stuff that people consider to be taboo, stuff that they want to sweep underneath the rug.
Right.
It happens every day. Pull it out.
Right.
Be different. Don't nobody want to read the same story. Well, I don't want to read the same story.
Exactly. And not trying to dog the urban fiction or any genre that's out there. But a lot of them, if you read enough of them, they're all going to be talking about the same thing. So
exactly.
you have to come up with something else. And that's the reason why I wanted to dabble. And I like the paranormal. I mean, you know, it's different ways you can go with it. Of course, you can do the vampires like a lot of them, or you can go other routes. But the character that I have in my book is about a succubus, which is a female demon that has sex with men and then kill them. So it's kind of like, you know, that kind of thing. So that's what I'm working with right now. But and that's with Curse of the Nocturnal Seductress. But I just want to let people know right now, if you want to call in and talk to Katie Harris, the number is 347 215-853-9. This is Word Sexy Radio, Grown Folks Radio. We talk about it all, and we say everything on here. So let me see. I think I have somebody that might be have a question. Caller 678, you have a question?
Hey, Katie, it's Lisa.
Hey, Lisa, what's going on?
Nothing. Red, I got to tell you about her books. I am her number one fan.
Right.
I swear to God. Besides doing all the Facebook promotions and everything that I do, when it comes to KD, you can't put her books down.
I got
literally.
You. And I understand.
The first time I got Poison 1 and Poison 2 and I got Eccentric Bliss.
Uh-huh.
All in one shot from K-Sonnet and Novelties. And I came down to Georgia for Christmas before I moved down here. And when I tell you, me, my best friend, her mother, and my niece, her daughter, was fighting over these books. Like,
right.
We read them back to back in 2 days, all of them. She is like one of my favorites. You can't put her books down. And when she switched up to Eccentric Bliss, she was all worried about it. Like, Lisa, I don't know if this is going to work. Girl, she got it going. The whole series is going to be off the hook. I can't wait to get Eccentric Bliss, too.
I know that's right. Now, Katie, we'll let you respond to that.
Lisa is awesome. When she first came at me, I was shocked. She was just like, you know, how she loved the book. And I was, she's correct. I was like a little concerned about Eccentric Bliss because it's not street lit. And I had the supporters I have were street lit fans. You know,
right.
Like Poison. But so far, so good. I haven't had any problems.
But you know, one thing I've learned, and since I've been in this game for a short time, one thing I've learned is if you're a great writer, people will follow you. It doesn't matter what it is that you're writing. I mean, if you're good, they will pick what it is that you do, and they'll take it. Well, they may not like this one genre, but they'll still read the other. But, I mean, it's there for you to give to them. So I think, you know, if you're a great writer like it sounds, and I'm going to get your books, you know, usually I have them already before the show, but I didn't get a chance to do that. But anyway,
right.
I want to read your books because I've heard more than just what Lisa said. And I see Lisa all the time on Facebook, how she puts out a lot of people and stuff like that. So for her to say that right there is like, you know, I don't even know how to put that in words with her saying that about your books.
Right.
So, Lisa, we thank you. You got any more questions?
No, I don't got no questions. If I got questions, I'll just call Katie direct.
Okay, well, just because you got it like that don't mean you put it off like that on the show, okay? But well, we appreciate
Red,
you.
Red, I'm going to get your books, too, because I didn't know about you until recently. You know, you got added to my page, and I'm going to network you, too. Just
yeah.
Like I do all. What do I got, Katie, 1,100 and something now?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you, I appreciate you doing that. I'm a new author out here in the game, and I'm just trying my best, you know, to get out there. I've only been publishing, probably like the last 2 or 3 years. But like I said, most of my stuff is still a little rawish, but, I mean, you know, this and that. But we're working on it. So the only thing I ask is if people would just read and just, you know, give me a chance. You know, that's the only thing you can do. So
I got you. I got you. You know, if I've got my name behind you, you good.
I know that.
You know that. So whatever,
okay.
Anything you need to post it on my page, just post it up, and I'll repost it and promote it. But, Katie, you know you and VJ is my heart. Everybody knows
that. All right. Well, we thank you for calling in.
Okay, y'all take care and have a great night. I'm going to go cook for the homeboys.
Okay. All right. Well, this is Word Sexy Radio, and if anybody else is interested in calling in, the number is 347-215-8539, and we're talking to KD Harris, who is the author of Poison 2, and Eccentric Bliss. And we're going to kind of give you a little bit of time right now to kind of explain for those who may not have read your books what Poison is about and kind of give a little synopsis and, you know, kind of explain what gave you the idea and how you got there. I know you kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, but
okay.
Kind of give them, you know, some kind of background on that.
Okay, well, Poison 1 basically deals with a young girl named Nice. It takes place in a place called Serenity Hills in Delaware. All my books take place in Delaware, but Serenity Hills is actually like another name I use for a place that I grew up in called Brookmont Farms.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the things that happen in Poison are true, but you know, I
have
to twist it up, you know what I mean?
And right.
Things that I've seen when I was younger or that I was involved in, you know what I mean? And I just put it to the book because, you know, it's a lot where people can relate. It's basically about a young girl who actually has a lot of insecurities, you know what I mean? But she gets so vindictive because she believes that she found the right one. I mean, because she's a middle child. Feels like she's left out in her family, but the thing is she's beautiful. And what I wanted to get with that is that even beautiful people have insecurity.
Right.
So she gets with this guy, neighborhood drug dealer. She thinks everything is wonderful. She has this facade, wants to be like her older sister. But when she gets wrong, it's a problem for everybody.
Right. Well, that's good. You know, and like I said, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead, Sam.
No, what I was going to say was that's good. I mean, like I said, the stories, for those who like that type of, you know, lit, you know, they're going to get into it, especially if they've seen some of these things happening around them, you know, if they can relate. And that's the thing is, you know, you try to write to get people that, you know, especially when it comes to the African-American community, let's just be real. You know, the white man for years has been saying that, you know, if you put something in a book, you can hide it there because people, black people won't read it. So our thing is to try to get people to change that so that people can read the books and learn about things, and that's what I try to do as well in my books, because I try to put a little history. I have a history background and degree in history and all that, so I kind of put some history and stuff in there just to give them a chance to read something, and you know, I try to make it mm-hmm. believable to them. So that's good. I mean, I like that. And Poison 2 is probably a little bit more what you just said, basically.
Right. Poison 2 is more like hold on for 1 second, please.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm back.
Well,
sorry.
Uh-huh. That's okay.
That's more of a, it's a continuation of Poison, but it's a backstory for a lot of my characters. That's
right. So it kind of gives you the background of how they became
right,
who they are.
Right.
Like a prequel, if you will.
Right. So basically
okay.
It's like, it's a little bit more erotic. I fit more erotic into that because I knew I was coming out with Eccentric Bliss. So
right.
it's a little bit more. She's a little bit more promiscuous. Just like it's new characters in it. It's nice. The story continued on, and it shows how she gets worse, and you know, has a lot of different surprises and everything. But it has a story behind it, and it's actually a lesson learned. It's basically
right.
a story of karma. You
yeah.
know, about misunderstood people. So that's what that is. So.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
And I like that. And that's what you have to give people. You got to give people something different that they're not getting in other places. So I think
right.
we may have a caller here,
240 okay.
area code. Do you have a question?
It's not much a question. It's just more, hey, Katie, how are you? It's Seymour
hey,
T.
How are you?
Hey, Red Snap, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing
basically,
all right.
I just want to just add as far as to what Lisa said. I recently just had met Katie. It seems like years, but it's been a couple of weeks. And
uh-huh.
her and BJ, they're the best. You know, they're books, you can't put them down. And my thing is when I meet a person, it's all about the realness. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? And,
yeah,
you know,
I do.
Reaching one and teaching one, you know. And
right.
all I got to say is just go ahead, keep doing your thing, and just glad to be on the team. That's it. I have requested to be your friend, and as far as to Red, that is. And
oh, really?
As well, yeah, you know. It's all about support and us just, you know, sticking together as one. You know, just touching on what Katie said, as being a reader, a lot of times you get tired of reading the same thing, and just
right.
basically is when it's coming to our community. We're not all about drugs and, you know, being red-eye, which basically
right.
hating on one another and everything. It's
right.
more to it. There's also things as far as in offices, corporate offices, where there's drama, and as much as where I work at as well. And, you know, just everyday living, you know, just give
right.
us a different variety, and that's what I like as far as with those two, and, you know, in other offices as well. So I'm not going to stay on here because I know there's other people that want to come and, you know, support and say hi.
But
I just wanted to get on here.
And I'm glad you said it. I want to say this before you go, though. That's why we try to give diversity. And like you said, it's important. If you was to read the Scandalous Motive series, I don't mess with anybody. Like all my characters are doctors and lawyers and
right.
different people like that that's in the corporate world, because I want to show that just because you got money doesn't mean you don't have problems. You know, just
exactly.
like Katie was saying.
Exactly.
You know, I want to show that, okay, this doctor, he's a surgeon, but
yes.
he can't get his wife pregnant, and he's wondering why. Come to find out, she had her womb taken out and didn't tell him when they
right.
got married. You know, that's the kind
right.
of stuff that I write. That's the shit that I got in Scandalous
exactly.
Motives and those type of things. So I understand exactly what you're saying. So if you can, I will accept you as a friend, and please pick up the series. If you can.
I will. I'm definitely a supporter of anything, you know. We have
okay.
to reach one, teach one, and support each other in our community, okay?
All
you
right.
both have a blessed evening and continue to keep doing what you're doing.
All right.
All right.
Okay, Katie. So, like I said, you got some fans out there, and I knew, mm-hmm. you know, I've been seeing a lot of your stuff, too. So, like I said, I just got to get it. And my thing is a lot of times, and it's good to read other authors, but a lot of times I try not to read too much of other authors' stuff because me personally, I like to keep my own thought process, and I don't want to pick up something that I might have read from them, you know what I'm saying, and it ends up in my book. So I try not to do that. So if it's a good book, I'll read it. But
and see,
you know,
the thing is, I was a reader first before I was
right,
writing.
Right.
So uh-huh. I still read or whatever else. But if I'm in a midst of writing, I don't touch anybody else's stuff. But just to see what else is out there to make sure I'm not coming anything like it.
Right.
I do read.
Right.
And
I
so,
understand.
You know, because I don't want. You know, anything to be too similar. I mean, you can't
right.
fight it, but too much in certain areas. But, you know, you don't want to be just like someone else. So
I understand. I do, totally. Now, Eccentric Bliss, there's another piece to that title. What is it?
It was Beyond Measure. Because,
okay.
But, you know, after the first cover, when I got this cover, I didn't put it on.
Okay.
But basically, Eccentric Bliss is a series of four books. It's about four different women. And how they find love or happiness in the most weirdest. To us, you'd be like, you know, what is that? You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Not normal way, like something that is frowned upon with certain ones. You know, how far they will go with this love thing or, you know, this lust. They all have an issue. My
right.
first person in Eccentric Bliss, and actually she's like the series is built around this one person.
Right.
Which is Sasha Jones. Sasha Jones is a psychiatrist.
Uh-huh.
And just like I said, in all four books are not totally about her, but you will, you know, find her.
She'll be
in the book. She's that main character of the Eccentric
right.
Bliss novels. She is a psychiatrist, lonely, finds herself caught up in this triangle between two brothers, which one is her boss and the other ends up being her intern. Yeah, so it's a whole bunch of lies, sex, more lies and sex, and twists and turns, and, you know, it's enough to leave your mouth open like, wow.
Now, do you get real grimy in the book?
Yeah, this book is not for anybody under 18 at all.
I know, that's right. Because in my book, I say all the words. I mean, I figure if you're thinking them,
you
know, I just go ahead and say it.
Exactly.
I say, well, he stuck
yeah.
his dick in her ass or whatever. You know,
exactly.
I'm saying that.
It
yeah, so,
real.
You know, that's what people want
real.
Right now.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not, it's not sugarcoated at all.
No.
It's not. Not at all.
And that's the first of a series, and I'm definitely going to have to get that.
Yes, that's the very first one. The next book that's going to be out is going to be Eccentric Bliss 2,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be entitled... the second one is Disturbia, but actually what Eccentric Bliss 2 is actually, it takes you 7 years out into Sasha's life.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But the other two books will put you right back in the middle. I just did
right.
that for a reason, just because, you know, people are going to want to know what happens with her, you know,
right.
the way I leave this story. But, yeah, that book is very, very, as someone said, erotically delicious.
Well,
you know,
I like that.
Yes.
And that's what we want, yes.
Yeah.
See, you're writing the way I do. And, you know, a lot of other people, you know, they try to say it's, you know, it's like a thin line, I guess, with porn and what's not porn. But my thing is if you got a story and there's a plot and there's a storyline around the sex, then it's not a problem. It's erotica. You know,
right.
if you just got some people just fucking, then that's all you got. But,
right.
you know, we try to have a story there so that people can understand and be interested. You want to have it such a way that if the sex weren't there, they'd still be interested in the book and they would read the book.
Exactly. But you also need a plot when you're writing.
Exactly.
Erotica.
And that's
because
what I'm saying.
I don't want to read every other page. They screwing.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to hear that.
Right, right.
What happened now? You know what I mean? What's the point? You know what I mean?
How did they get to that? You want to know
right.
how they got
why
to
are
get
they
to
just,
that? Right,
you know,
exactly.
So. And some of them, it's
yeah.
just out there is straight porn. And it's like, what, you know. I might as well watch it. You know what I mean? Except
right, exactly.
Read it. And at least let me get a picture in my mind and what's going on and, you know, to follow through. And that's what happens with Eccentric Bliss. You follow
right.
that through. You have a whole story, you know, behind everything. But there's plenty of sex, but there is a story behind it. And that's
exactly
the whole thing. Just tell a story. Have a plot, have a reason for this story to be told, not that you just want to write about sex.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And I like that. So if people want to get your books, and we're going to talk about your websites and all that stuff too, but your books are available where?
Where books are sold. Right now, Eccentric Bliss, because I, you know, I did the cover over and everything else. Right now, I'm handling that on my own.
Right.
It's in some stores around here, but as of, like, September, it'll be everywhere.
Right.
But right now, I just want to try to get to the streets and get, I'm going, like, I'm doing, like, a little mini tour around
right.
the book myself. And then,
okay.
you know, it'll be, you know, well, whatever, because I'm going to take a little break and continue to work. It's like I said, I have someone else coming out, too, in November, so I have to,
yeah,
you know,
I promote them.
Too.
And see, that's
right.
good because, you know, a lot of publishing companies, people don't understand that a lot of publishing companies don't do that. They don't market their people. You know, you still got
to
get out there. I don't care if you sign with Zane's company. You know, you still have to market yourself. I mean, they'll only do some, if they do any limited marketing. You know, you have to sell you. Like you said, the brand. The brand is who is you, not just the
right.
books, because the book's life is probably going to be about a year. Unless it's
right.
you know, unless it's really good, you know, people might still continue to buy it. But the thing is the brand is you. They're buying you because of who you are.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's another reason why I did my label as Katie Harris Publications, because not only am I branding my label, I'm also branding myself.
Right.
You know
exactly.
what I mean? So it's doing both things. And
right.
I don't want to be like, you know, other people. The people that I work with, I want for them to get as much notoriety as I do.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want them to be known not just, oh, I'm just under Katie Harris Publications, but who is she? You know what
right.
I mean? Or who is that one? I just want them to be able to shine also. I'm not for taking my people's shine. That's why I'm happy with the people that I work with. You know, I'm just happy. I'm blessed.
Well, you know, I'm doing a series that I'm going to be doing for India. I don't know if you know who India is. She's used to be in porn, and now she isn't. But
okay.
she wants to have a series done, and I'm working that. We're in talks now, where I write a series about her as a corporate female that's just, you know, just happened to be a freak, you know, that likes to get into it, you know, that kind of thing. And you know, I would love to, you know, either try to publish it through my company or through a company that would be willing to do something like that. But I talk the talk in my books, and I'm gonna have to make sure you get something from me so you can see what it is. Of course, I have to, you know, I'm still working with editing and stuff like that, but, you know, it's the...
Yeah, editing is hard, but I just thank God I just put someone in place.
Right.
Shana Veasley is now my editor-in-chief, and I am so happy because I know this is going to work because she's going to work
right.
hard.
right,
so
right,
I'm
I understand. So, you know, I know how it is, and a lot of people that's listening that's inspiring to write, you know, it's you got to like writing, first of all, to get into this game because
you
can't
do.
Just, you know, it's not about money. Because the money doesn't come like that.
It'll come eventually, but
right.
you have to have your love and you have to have a drive. And
right.
like I said, the people around you have to be on your page, and you all have to work together to
right.
make this thing work. And you cannot let foolishness come in between, because I swear people will try their hardest to bring you down. Some way
exactly.
or another, it's a mess.
Right, right.
And it's sad.
Yeah, it is.
But
you know, I want to help you out, and maybe we can help each other some kind of way and kind of help promote each other and do things. I'd like to work with you in the future if possible.
Sure.
You know, and we can
do
some things and try to get it going.
That's always open.
Right, okay. Well, you know, I mean, like I said, I write stuff, and you can look and see what I do, and we can just go from there and just kind of work together and go forth and promote everything together, because that's what I'm about. I'm trying to get our literature out to people and that wants to read it to enjoy it. It's not about
right.
trying to step on somebody or anything like that, because I can't do
right. it. Right, right.
It's enough out there for everybody.
Exactly.
Some of these people don't think so, though.
Exactly.
okay,
is.
But let me do this real quick, and then we'll continue. Number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we have Katie Harris, who is the author of Poison 2 and Citrus Bliss, and you can get them in any store, anywhere where books are sold. And she's going to tell you more about her websites and future things that's coming up. But I think we might have a caller. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Caller, do you have a question? You have a question, caller? Okay, no, they don't. Okay, sometimes we get people that come on and just want to listen, which is good. All right, now, how many people do you kind of have like signed under you right now?
Right now, it's two.
Uh-huh.
We have two other people that's coming out, and that's Cherry Monet, which is actually my best friend, and Gemini Jones, he's coming out. Yeah.
Okay. Well, are they doing the genre erotica, or are they?
Well, Gemini, I'm not sure. I think his is more towards street lit. For what we're reading, it seems a little bit more street. But Cherry Monet is the paranormal street fiction.
Oh yeah.
You know, she is more towards, just like I said, with the whole that whole family. She's doing a series on the Bordeaux family, which is it's going to be sick. It's something that she's taking to another level, and it's going to be different.
Especially if it's including my background of folks Creole, because, you know,
exactly.
Voodoo and all of that. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay, well, that sounds good. And when they get their stuff out there, we definitely want to have them on the show and, you know, help promote them. You know, that's not a problem. We're friends now, so all you got to do is just tell me, hey, Red, I got these two authors, and their books is out. That's the only thing I require, that they have a book that's published and it's out there, so we have something to talk about. You know, I don't want to have nobody on here that doesn't have anything, but, you know, that's all we got to do, you know.
Right.
And we can get them on here and get them out there and get the word out so people can know who they are, because that's what we do here on Word Sex and Radio. We just don't want
to
just get ourselves out there and don't help nobody else.
No, you have to.
I'm one of those type of people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, it will, because that's, you know, because I don't want to be, you know, thinking I'm all that, because I'm not. I'm humble, you know, with mine. I'm just trying to do what I can, you know, however way it gets, and that's what you have to do, and that's what it's about. So if people were interested to get you to come in for book signings or anything like that, how would they be able to do that?
They would actually reach Seymour Kitty, which is my assistant. And you can also go to the website, katieharris.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can fill out that little sheet in the back, a little contact, or you can email kdhpresents@yahoo.com. You know. Those are different ways that you can get on. Because, like I said, we're just trying to get out there. I don't care. We will travel.
Yes.
You know.
I understand.
Get out there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm learning from you. I'm learning from, like I said, I talked to other authors as well, and you know, like J.M. Benjamin and a few others that
he's
are out
awesome.
There grinding.
He is.
He really is. Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those people, they do well. You know, I like to talk to positive folks that are doing something, trying to really get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we had somebody call in when I was interviewing him. This guy called in and said, I want to write a book, but I don't have time. We kind of laughed because it's like, well, how are you going to write a book then if you don't have time? You know, it's just, you know, it's just funny. But he's phenomenal. And I saw this thing that he put out today on Facebook, this notes of his.
Yes,
that was absolutely magnificent.
That really was. And actually, that's inspiring to me.
Yeah.
To see how he does that.
Right.
You know, it's just awesome, you know, to see somebody really passionate about their work.
Right.
And it's like I said, when you have, I know I keep saying this, it's just so hard. And I really am a firm believer of having the right people surrounding you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the support, the right support, and you can go anywhere when you have the right people.
Right. So let me ask you, now that you're kind of branching off in erotica and stuff like that, have you thought about, like, maybe sometime in the future doing an anthology or something like that?
Probably. You know what I mean? You know, the sky's the limit with me. I mean, we're just trying to do everything.
Right.
But right now, I haven't, like I said, I've been focused on the eccentric bliss theory.
Right.
Probably in the future. I mean, if the right people come to me with the right, you know, then I probably will do it. I don't see why not. You know what I mean? Anything
right.
to get my
well,
name
well, keep
out
me in
there.
Mind if you want to do one, because I definitely would like to do one. I have one now called Contagious Lust. And I want to do a part two to Contagious Lust, but I need some authors, because when I did the first one, I had authors, and a lot of people were scared. You know, I'm a new author. I guess they didn't want to come in with me or whatever. You know, was doing it all on your own and stuff like that. But I did get one author. Her name is Essence Black. I hope she's listening. And she's trying to get her novel out. We did do the Contagious Lust book together, which is like a series of like 10 stories. We did 5 stories apiece, and it's out there now, you know, available. But I want to kind of get something, you know, it doesn't have to be erotica. I mean, erotica's great, but we can do whatever. I mean, I'm open to do whatever I can as long as I can write. That's what it's about, you know, to be able to get it out. And, of course, like I said, you got your thing going on now, but I just want to kind of give that to you to put in the back of your head just in case you want to do an erotic.
My options are always open. You know, I don't stay closed-minded at all. Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we got about 25 minutes, and I want before we get to you doing shout-outs and you know, telling people how to get in contact with you, I want to kind of put the word out again. The number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and we're talking with Katie Harris, who is the author of Poison, Poison 2, and Eccentric Bliss, and she's also CEO of her company, which she'll give us the name of that company here in a minute. And, you know, she's going to tell you, you know, what it is that you need to know if you're interested in getting into the game. I mean, sometimes we help, but, a lot of times when people come to you, it's like when you're trying to do a book signing, they want to ask these questions, and you don't want to play them off. But, you know, we have information where you can actually write us an email and ask us. We'll help you, so don't think that we're trying to play you off. Because I know that probably happens with you sometimes. People
come
up.
Right.
They want to get there. I want to write a story, and I'm writing my, you know, my life, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or they want you to write it. It's like I tell them.
Ghostwrite, yeah.
Yeah, just sit at the computer and just write.
Right.
Or if you can't do the computer, just sit down and just let your thoughts go to the piece of paper. Because nobody can tell your story better than you can.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, so I see we may have another caller. I'm not sure.
Okay.
973, do you have a question?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. You have a question for our guest?
Yes, I don't know if she... I just tuned in. My landline phone wasn't working, so I was running around the house trying to find my cell phone.
Okay.
But I was wondering how she got started and what made her decide to write.
Okay, Katie. I got, just like I said before, you weren't on, but I started writing on Nude Africa. It was I was doing little short stories. The book was called Incredible, and actually, Incredible is Eccentric Bliss.
Uh-huh.
I wrote Eccentric Bliss 3 years ago, and on this site, and I, you know, someone told me it was good enough to be a novel. You know, I wasn't really interested in putting out a novel, but the more people kept telling me it was really good, and you know, I put it all together and looked and said, well, I do have a book. So I, you know, was going to try to sign with someone here. It didn't work. The cartel was looking for people. They were street lit. So I tried my hand at street lit to see if I could do it. Obviously, I could because Poison is out. So that's
right.
How I got started. And so my first novel was dropped in 2008 under the cartel, and Poison 2 was dropped last year under the cartel. And this earlier... like May this year, I dropped Eccentric Bliss under my company, which is Katie Harris Publications.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. Thank you very much.
And you don't have to go. If you have another question, you can ask.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Right.
Does it, your traveling and book signing, does that interfere with your regular life and, you know, all of that?
It used to. But
mm-hmm.
lately, recently, I decided that it's a sacrifice, that this is what I'm going to do. So this is my job. You
mm-hmm.
know, I'm going strictly off faith that it's all going to work out for me,
mm-hmm.
it's all going to come together. So it was a decision I needed to make, and this is what I want to do. So this is it for me. So for my kids, everything is together, and we're doing it. So
mm-hmm.
writing is it for me.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to do that because other things will block you from doing what you're meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you get scared. Well, I have to pay my bills. How am I going to do this? And how is this going to happen? I'm a firm believer in God and that all things will work together if you keep Him first.
Right.
And just like I said, I believe, I firmly believe that this is it, and I'm good. So I had to make a choice, and that was my choice, and I started Katie Harris Publication.
So, caller, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not far from Delaware. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, okay, well, if you don't have any more questions, we thank you for calling in, and we thank
you
for listening to the show.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And success with your book. Much success with your book.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, what's your schedule like? You said you're going to be doing some book signings. Can you kind of give us an idea? We've got about 20 minutes. You can tell us where you're going to be.
I know. I'll be at DC Book Divas August 20th. August 14th, they're having something here. It's like a big community barbecue. I'll be there with the book.
Uh-huh.
I have a college tour coming up. My partner and my assistant are getting that together now.
Uh-huh.
So I'll be posting that soon. Basically, that's it for right now. I'm doing, like, local areas. Then starting in, like, May, that's when I'll start doing, we're doing a tour farther out, and, you know, we'll be eating on a plane.
Right.
My first time on a plane to go to these other places. But
right
now I'm just keeping it local, and I'm ready to hit the college circuit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if you come to Kansas City, let me know, because I definitely would like to see you when you come in. And
okay,
you know,
you got to let me know what's
going
on in Kansas City.
Right. Well, you know, it's a little bit. You know, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
You know, they do a lot of stuff here. I mean, it's a small city, but it has amenities like a big one, so...
Okay.
I mean, there's a few things. Like, there's this literary thing that's coming up in September. I think JM and all them is going to be here for that. So I get to actually meet him in person there, and a few other authors that's coming in. And like I said, you know, we're trying to, you know, meet everybody. I'm trying to meet everybody, you know, that's serious about the writing game and want to do it. And I call it a game because it's, I mean, because it is. You have to treat it the way what it is. It's not like it's, you know, I guess the word I'm trying to say is...
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, you understand. I mean, you have to be able to survive in this thing, and you
exactly.
got to want it.
Exactly. It's a jungle out there, believe
right,
me.
Right.
Yeah,
because, you know, you got to be serious, and if you don't want to do it, like you said, you stepped out and you decided that, you know, this was it. Your publishing company is it, and you're going to go forth. You know, a lot of people, you know, I'm not there yet, but I plan to get there so that I can be able to do that as well.
Right.
You know, I want to do that because I'm serious about this, and this is the life that I want to lead is writing these books. So, we got about 18 minutes, and do you have anybody that you want to kind of give some shout-outs and kudos and thanks and all that to?
Well, my partner, TL, he's co-owner of my company. He is awesome getting everything together. It's like I said, with all the tours and making sure everything is flowing correctly. My assistant, Seymour, she's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
A good person to talk to, down to earth, and a big supporter, not just of me, of other people, too. She's awesome. And just like I said, my two new authors, Cherry Monet and Gemini Jones and Shayna Veasley, my new editor. Oh, my goodness, editing.
Yeah.
I know. Editing. Editing.
Oh, man. I know.
Editing. My God. I went to, like, two editors. It's a mess. It's a mess. And it's embarrassing when other people come at you and be like, you know, why is this any other? But they don't understand that it's not you. I mean, you pay these people to do their job. And it's really
and
hard.
And it still comes out. Like,
it's
I understand.
Because
really I got a couple of books. I'm telling you, they got some some stuff in them. You know, the editors didn't do well.
Right.
But, you know, like you said, just trying to find one that will be good
at
the
game. You have to have someone who's going to have the love for working and doing what they have to do. You know what I mean? That actually takes it seriously and not looking at, it's just a couple dollars that I'm making. So I'm just going to do something with this. So, you know, it's a learning lesson. You know what I mean? I wasn't thrilled with how Eccentric Bliss had turned out, but it's a learning lesson.
And that's why I try to tell people, you know, please don't judge us for the typos or
exactly.
or whatever.
You can.
Look at the story and get into the content of the story.
Right.
Because you got some people, that's all they do is they want to cut down authors because of this period might not be where it's supposed to be.
Or just give me constructive criticism. You know. Like, oh, the book would suck because it had to edit.
Right.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You read it through, so it could have been that bad. You know what I mean? So,
exactly.
You know.
And I hate that. I hate that they give us that.
But you know
and,
what? That's people. Yeah. But my whole thing is sometimes I want to say, you try it. But that would be too nice. So I just
you're right, though. They should try it and see how it is, you know, for themselves.
Right.
Because everybody don't understand this is time that you take out of your life to do this.
Right.
Because you love it and you want others to enjoy what you've done. And, you know, it's just they don't get it. You know, they think if you can just do this in 2 seconds, it's done. One setting, you got a book, you know. It doesn't work like that. I mean, so, you know, I just don't understand why they think it's that way, but you know.
But that's people, and you can't control the way people think. You know, smile, okay, I understand. I'm sorry you feel that way, and keep it moving.
But, you know, another thing I'm going to talk about real quick, and then we'll get close to wrapping up is, you know, how, especially with the erotica, you know, how these black people try to play like they don't read erotica. And then they want to come back and sneak and get the book. I don't understand why they do that, but I mean,
that's our people.
Yeah, I don't understand that, but you know, it's like I can't read that. I mean, I've had some book clubs tell me, well, not a couple, but just one that was kind of saying, okay, we can't read that because it's like this. And then I have people coming behind their backs. Well, I want to get the book. I don't want nobody to see me. You know, it's just weird. You know, because the words, I guess, was too harsh, real grimy.
It is what it is, but what do they do when they're in their bedroom behind closed doors?
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, I mean, but you get that anyway. People just want to front. I had someone yesterday. Was it yesterday? No, Saturday. I was at a book signing in Baltimore.
Uh-huh.
And she looked through the book, read through the book or whatever, and she's like, I can't do it. But she kept picking it back up and looking again. She's like, I can't do it. I can't do it. And I'm
right.
like, what's wrong? And she was like, I want to. She's like, but God will get me. She was abstinent. She was trying to live her life or whatever else. So I said to her, don't buy it. You know what I mean?
Right.
I said, because
right.
you, I mean, I understand what you're trying to do, but if you feel as though this is going to be a hindrance to you, don't do it.
Exactly.
And she just kept looking and kept looking. And you know what I mean? She wanted to so bad. You know what I mean? I'm not going to be like, oh, well, you just need it. If that's how you really feel, don't get it, honey. Just go. You know what I mean? Thank
exactly.
you for stopping. But
exactly.
she was like going back and forth. She'll probably pick it up when I left.
Right.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? But,
you know, my thing is mm-hmm. didn't God make sex?
Oh, goodness. We're not going to get into this.
Yeah, okay. I think we might have one more question, hopefully,
okay.
out here. Let me see. 314, do you have a question? Caller, you have a question? Okay, no, they don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, well, you know, that's a whole another show.
Yes.
You know, did God make sex? Because it's like, you know, some of these people, I understand they're trying to walk in their walk and they're trying to live their life the way they do within the Lord and within the confines of the Bible or whatever. And I respect
you know what,
people
Red?
That do that. But, yeah, go ahead.
Eccentric Bliss 3 touches that. It's called Covet. And when Eccentric Bliss 3 comes out, I'm going to send you that book. Then
please send
me.
I want the whole series. Don't just send me that one.
Okay. I want you to call me so we can do that show.
Yeah, we will.
It's going to be a lot of mad church people, but I still love them. But,
yeah
Covet. Covet
yeah.
was going to be it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's what we want. And see, I was going to write something like something of that nature, but I don't want to do Christian fiction because to me,
oh,
that's a whole other.
Christian.
To
this
me,
Christian
fiction, I know it's not, but I'm just saying, to me, and I'm not knocking the people that write it, please don't take it that way if you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Christian fiction to me is just another way of writing what we write, but just trying to put God in it and say God is there. It's
right.
the same thing.
Right, there's a lot of edgy Christian fiction, too, that, and I like it. There
right.
is. A lot of Christian fiction that is not preaching to you, but actually tells a really good story. It's more of a moral story, but they're getting a little edgy with the Christian
fiction,
too. Oh, yeah.
I mean, they got
because
some spots in there
where
you can get
human,
hot.
You know what I mean? And,
right.
You know, you have your people who will hide behind the Bible and try to throw and judge you or whatever else. But, you know, I went through it in my own old church
right.
about the poison, when poison came out, you know what I mean?
Right.
You're writing filth. This God is not what God wants you to write. You know, this, that, and the other. God gave me a gift.
Right.
You know what I mean? And if he wants me to write something different, he'll change that in my heart. You
exactly.
know what I mean? When that time comes.
Right.
But he gave me a gift, and I'm going to use it.
And
you
should.
You know what I mean? So
that's right. You should. And don't let nobody stop you because
I'm not.
What you trying to do with it. And I appreciate that. I'm glad you called him. I'm glad to have this conversation with you to really know you as a person, because that's what people need to know, the brand of the person that's writing the book, and that's the brand. It's not the book. Yes, they love
right.
the story, but the person, who is the person that wrote the story? That's what you want to learn about, you know, and that's why we try to do these shows and have people on here, because we want people to really, if they got questions, to ask and hear what the author's about, you know. It's just,
right.
That's why we do this, you know, so, and I'm definitely going to keep up with you, because I want to, get those books when they come out. Matter of fact, I need to pick up your first one.
Okay.
And I would like to sign from you. I mean, I'll buy it. It's not a problem, but I want you to sign it. I just
okay.
want, I would like to get
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and I need to get your book, too. The
right.
The one with the voodoo stuff so I can see.
Oh,
talking.
Yeah. Right, right. Okay, okay.
Yeah,
you want the curse book? Okay.
Yeah.
We can get that to you.
Okay.
That's not a problem. Now, that was a little soft. But the sexual pieces that's in there is still there. The only reason why I did that in that book is because it being paranormal, I didn't want it to be exactly like an erotica book. So
right,
I use hardness or wetness or something like
mm-hmm.
that. I don't use the heavy words
okay.
because it's a different audience, but it's still going to give you that same feeling when you read it. It should. If it doesn't do that, then you need to throw it away.
Right. Right.
So yeah, we will definitely make sure you get that. And this show is recorded, so I'm going to make sure you get a copy of this, and you can pass it on to your friends and everyone.
Okay.
So, but we thank you definitely for taking time out of your schedule and coming on the show, and we wish
you
much success.
Thank you.
And we know that you're going to do well, and you just keep the same attitude you got and stay humble and sweet like you are.
Oh,
and just continue. And if you need anything from me, please, you can contact me. You know how to get me on Facebook or whatever. So
okay.
Just let me know.
All right. Well, thank you, and thanks
for
all who listened and called in.
All right.
Okay.
We thank you very much. And this is, like I said, Word Sexy Radio. So we're going to kind of take this on out. We got about 8 minutes, but I want to kind of give a little bit of, you know, how you can get in contact with me and get my books as well. You know, all my books are available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Borders, as well as my website. You can go to www.redsnapperonline.com to get the books. Or if you want to get a little more into it, you can go to www.redsnappersplayhouse.com, where you'll get some of my work, and you can see I have excerpts there and everything that you can read and kind of get a feel of what it is that I do before you actually buy the books. So anybody who's interested in that, they can do that. And, you know, you can always call in 347-215-8539 to Word Sexy Radio and ask questions of me as well as those the guests that are here. We're not ashamed to answer your questions, and we're grown folks, so that's what we do. So that's what it's all about. We try to do that. So you got any last things you want to say?
Basically, just check out my website, www.katieharriscock.com, and look forward to hearing that name a lot because we're getting ready to come, and we're coming hard.
I know that's right, and we want you to come hard.
Oh, yes. Literally,
right.
Like, let me stop.
No, you got what I was saying. You got what I was saying.
Right, I know.
All right. All right, well, thank you so much, and keep in touch with me, okay?
Okay, I will. Yeah,
all right, okay. All right.
All right, so bye.
Well, you have been listening to Word Sexy Radio, and this has been a great show today. So we want you all to, you know, come on back again and listen as we go forth, because that's what it's about, Grown Folks Radio. We do that here on Word Sexy Radio. So until next time. Peace. Radio. Tune in again for our next segment.